Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Ilui Nishmas Sarah Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. We are in Masech Techala. We are in the third parak Mishnayos Zayin and Ches. And so the Mishnah begins. Ha'osa isa menachitim menahores. Let's say somebody makes a dough from wheat and rice. So im yesh batam dagan chayevis bechala. If it has the taste of grain in it, so then chayevis bechala, it would be chayev and chala. Even though it's a mixture of something that's chayev and chala and something that's not chayev and chala, it's still going to be chayev and chala. And somebody can fulfill his obligation of matzah on Pesach with such a thing, because the primary taste overtakes the secondary one of the rice. Remain batam dagan, but if the primary taste is not that of grain, it's not going to be chayev and chala. And the person doesn't fulfill his obligation on Pesach. What if I take a small piece of tevel sourdough and I stick it into a larger chulin dough, thus creating a mixture of tevel and chulin? So in such a situation, if a person has other flour from which to prepare another dough, he should prepare a new dough from which he separates challah in proportion to the amount of tevel in the mixture, a 24th in that situation, or a 48th if it was supposed to be used for sale. V'im lav, but if he doesn't have any more flour, so then motzi challah achas alako. If that's the situation, he has to separate 1/24th of the entire mixture as challah, as opposed to the first half of the case, where he only had to take the amount of the sourdough in this situation. But here, he's got to take it on everything, because tevel asers even the most minute amount bimino. And so it means that everything now becomes tevel in the process. Okay, we'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a great day.